It's not often you think of Orange County and Martin Luther King Jr. as having a strong connection, but the civil rights champion did give a couple of speeches in the OC at Chapman College back in 1962 and at the Anaheim Convention Center in 1968, a few weeks before he was assassinated in Memphis on April 4th, 1968. Gustavo Arellano says those speeches showed two different sides of King that the nation has wrestled with ever since, and he's the editor, of course, of OC Weekly with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So, all right, he went to Chapman in 1962. What did he have to say down there?
It was amazing even to think of Martin Luther King in Orange County in the early 60s. We have to remember this is like the height of Orange County being the John Birch Society, being a, you know, not exactly the most pleasant of places for African Americans. This was at a time where there was protest at a Woolworths in Santa Ana because they were not allowing African Americans to shop in here. So Martin Luther King comes in and gives a speech, you know, talking about preaching nonviolence, preaching the stuff that we all nowadays stereotype him for as like a pleasant, non-threatening type of person. My favorite part about him, though, even reading that, you still see the King that progressives like. He says, like, I am a maladjusted person in the sense that I am maladjusted against discrimination. I am maladjusted against people being, hating on other people throughout life. And the speech was well received. If you go to Chapman University, it used to be Chapman College back then, now it's Chapman University, you could still hear the whole speech.
And it's interesting to me because King came to Orange County, and a lot of people were surprised about that, but King also went to where the action was: Birmingham, Selma, Atlanta, Montgomery, Nashville, Jackson, Mississippi. He went to places where there was injustice.
Absolutely. And it's interesting about when he gave his speech. This is a couple of weeks before Birmingham happens. This is before Dr. King becomes the icon or the worldwide famous person that he ended up becoming today. And Chapman, to its credit, like if you go to Chapman, there's all these bronze busts all over the university having various historical figures. But one of the first ones was Dr. King. So they still have a huge bust of Dr. King there on campus with his famous, of course, I Have a Dream quote. So there was that King. And then, but you'd have a far different King at the Anaheim Convention Center in 1968.
The Anaheim, yes. So how did those, what happened in Anaheim that was different from what he said at Chapman?
So what's going on in Anaheim in 1968, this is 19 days before Dr. King gets assassinated. Now people are starting to turn on him in terms of the public perception, because instead of just speaking about, getting people together and bridging gaps, now he's talking specifically against the Vietnam War. He's talking about his Poor People's Campaign, where he is still trying to unite people, but now saying, like, we need to, we can't fight the Vietnam War anymore. We have to focus on what's going on in the United States. And he said something to the extent, or there's a quote here, I'll just read it really quick. I've been working too long and too hard now against segregated public accommodations to end up segregating my moral concern. For since justice is indivisible, injustice anywhere is an affront to justice everywhere. And by that point, like, he was no longer that popular anymore with the Johnson administration and with white activists as well.
This is a community, Orange County, which is your community, Gustavo, that isn't necessarily known for progressive policies toward race, but things are changing now down there on this MLK Day in the year 2017. How are things changed as opposed to how they were more than 50 years ago?
Well, obviously, on the diversity front, we are far more diverse than we were in the 1960s. Unfortunately, although Dr. King gave two great speeches in Orange County, we haven't exactly honored his legacy. Throughout in the 1970s, the Orange County Department of Education tried to ban his books, saying he was a communist. You had congressmen up until the 80s and 90s saying Dr. King was a seditionist and so forth. Infamously, a couple of years ago, there was a famous surf shop in Laguna Beach that for MLK Day had a Martin Luther King Day sale, 50% off all black items at the store. So it's unfortunate we cannot live up to the legacy of Dr. King. That said, at least you could give kudos to Chapman University and also what happened at the Anaheim Convention Center and say, like, look, let's remember what Dr. King said, not just obviously on MLK Day, but all other days.
Gustavo Arellano on this Martin Luther King Day. Thank you for your time.